July 18, 1929 Work of Jesus for the Kingdom of the Divine Will. While I was in the nightmare of the privation of my lovable Jesus, and most resigned, I wasn't even thinking that he might unveil himself to my little soul, making his short little visit, to give me his sip of life, so as not to let me succumb completely. All of a sudden, he moved in my interior, making himself seen all intent and occupied on his work. And as he raised his eyes, sparkling with light, toward me, his eyes met with mine, and compassionating my affliction, he told me, "My daughter, I am working in your soul continuously, and while working, I am finalizing, so that nothing may be missing, and solidifying, to give to my work the divine stability and immutability, and waiting with invincible patience for my work to become known, so that all may know my great love, my great sacrifice and yours, and the great good which, if they want to, all can receive. What this is about is that this work of mine is the renewal of the whole creation, it is the centralization of all our works, it is to establish my divine will in the midst of creatures, operating and dominating in their midst. Whoever will know this, my work, will be a kingdom of mine. Therefore, I will have as many kingdoms for as many as are the ones who will know what I have done and said in the littleness of your soul. And, fused together, they will form one single kingdom. So, my silence is centralization of more intense work that I am doing in you. Therefore, if I speak to you, it is new work that I undertake, calling you together with the work, giving you knowledge of what we are doing, so as to place new shades of beauty, of magnificence and of happiness in the kingdom of my divine will which creatures must possess. If I keep silent, I reorder, I harmonize, I confirm what I have done. Therefore, my silence must not be cause of affliction for you, but occasion for more work, in order to carry out the kingdom of my divine will.